You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
So somebody out in Lakewood, well, we refer to as Snakewood on this show, walked into a 7-Eleven store in the last few days, purchased a Colorado Lotto ticket. This is not Powerball. This is the Colorado Lottery. And that ticket worth $9.9 million hit on Wednesday night.
Ay, caramba.
Purchased at a 7-Eleven out in Lakewood.
Did they take the cash option or the annuity?
We have no information as of right now. Nobody has come forward and claimed it yet, which is wise. Well,
either
it's only
way,
been a day. So.
Either
I hope
way.
It's probably in a washing machine somewhere.
50 consecutive lottery drawings without a jackpot winner, which is why that jackpot got up to almost $10 million. So congrats to that person. That'll ruin your life.
I'd probably quit the next day.
Well,
I'd quit the next day. Sorry, guys.
If you won $40, you'd quit the next
day. No. A million, anything like a million or more, I'd probably give you a call the night before and give you a heads up.
Thanks.
I'm not going to be in today.
All right.
I'm out.
You'd pull a Hardy, huh?
There was another 7-Eleven that sold a $100,000 ticket on Wednesday, so some people are very...
I'd take the rest of the week off if I did that.
Just
$100,000? The rest of the week.
You probably shouldn't like get on an airplane.
I'd give you a call the night before.
Right after.
It's a Tuesday. Right. I'd be like, I'm out the rest of the week.
You're going to die.
Here comes Friday, and here come the new movies. The new Tom Cruise movie, the new Jack Reacher. I was in a bookstore the other day, and I thought, you know, I keep hearing about this Jack Reacher dude. I've never even seen any of the books. Let me see what those are like. So I picked up the very first one, and I read through the first couple of pages. Oh, this sounds kind of interesting. And here we go with Tom Cruise coming back to play Jack Reacher again. There's some sort of funny comedy bit. I need to go try to dig it up where it talks about how Jack Reacher will not stop punching people. Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah, and I've seen the first movie, and it's intense. Yeah, like he's a BA, man. He is a tough dude, and he drives fast cars, and he likes fast women.
Is it kind of like a... funnier Mission Impossible?
No, it's no comedy at all. It reminds me a little bit of like the Bourne Identity. He just goes around punching people.
A lot of punching.
A lot of punching.
Maybe we'll play his punching sequences a little bit later.
So much anger.
I've seen the trailer three or four times, and I can't get over it. There's something about Tom Cruise, the way he looks, that doesn't look right.
What?
Like
he looks tough.
Like he's had work done?
I don't know, because, Emily,
smooth?
He doesn't age, Jeremy.
But that's it. He looks old in this trailer to me, and he looks like something is
off.
Going to
hit him
about
all at once, probably.
That's what I wondered.
Nah, it's probably just makeup.
He's in his 50s now, right?
I don't know. Wikipedia.
He's like me. He's been 29 for the last 4 years.
They just make him seem so tall in these movies.
Right.
And I know,
really,
like,
the angles are quite clever.
Like when I think of Jack, like or the real life Jack Reacher, like I would see Tom Cruise like in a grocery store reaching for like something on the top. That is a real life Jack Reacher. I can't reach the mayonnaise.
Right. He's 1 year younger than me. He's 54.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Dude, he moisturizes. Mm. You need to get on it, Tessa.
He's got people.
But I'm telling you, just check out the trailer.
It's tough.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's opening. A new Zach Galifianakis film is opening.
Oh, right. It looks like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. But
Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
It's got John Hamm from Mad Men in it.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And the pretty little redhead.
Yeah.
Isla Fisher. She's married to Borat.
I was stupid. I stayed up too late last night watching a silly football game. I already don't sleep enough. And then on a weeknight, why are they putting games on Thursday nights to tempt us like this?
I ask that question all the time.
God.
Do they not know your schedule?
I don't know. And I stayed up. I'm texting back and forth with my son who's over at his house watching it. And we're texting back and forth like,
wait, where were you?
12-year-old sitting on my couch in my living room.
Oh, you do have. I didn't know you had that kind of TV.
It was just on channel 4.
Oh, okay.
Just over the air. So I'm sitting there texting him back and forth and thinking, what am I doing staying up watching this? But one thing that I wanted to say about it, one of the quarterbacks in the game last night for the Chicago Bears took a hit, broke his arm.
Oh, God.
He broke his arm, and he was already the backup quarterback because crybaby Jay Cutler is out. Remember him from his crybaby days here in Denver? He's out. Another backup broke his arm, and I'm texting to my son. I said, you know what? these quarterbacks in the NFL earn every penny they make. The absolute violence that is heaped upon them in games.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine that job. If you ever stood next to an actual NFL lineman in pads,
huge,
and you see how gigantic these human beings are, they're 300 pounds, and they run fast, and they hit you as hard as they can.
Yeah, you could break my arm for $50 million.
My brother-in-law was drafted by the Cowboys. He's a big-time CU linebacker, whatever, and he got drafted by the Cowboys. And he would tell me the things that would go on, like, during the games.
Yeah.
And the one that always got me was, like, when there's a fumble on the field, and they all dive in to get it, and the guy there at the bottom.
Pile?
Down there, they put fingers in places that they shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. They will grab your fingers and break them back to snap your fingers to get to that ball. It's intense. It's barbaric is what it is.
Yeah.
They're animals.
They're gladiators.
They are modern-day gladiators. And so I watched they showed the replay a few times. I'm like,
you kept watching it?
Well, it wasn't.
Well, you have to.
It wasn't like you could see that the arm was. In other words, you didn't see it like snap or anything. It was just a hit. You couldn't tell. You know, he got up holding his arm like, ow, ow,
there wasn't like
ow,
bones
ow,
sticking out of
no,
skin.
It was not like
that's
that.
Too bad.
But
God,
still, it's broken. I'm like,
running out of quarterbacks, though.
So I sat there on the couch watching.
In your Joe Boxer. Boxers.
Holding your arms.
What was I wearing last night? I was wearing softy pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Softy pants.
It is getting chilly at night.
Nice. What else we got? Emily wants to talk about what?
So while you were up in your softy pants watching football, I was catching up on my DVR, catching up on The Voice. I've turned into a crazy candle lady where I have a lot of them in my living space, and I burn them quite frequently. Mm-hmm. So one of them that I have, it's a Halloween theme, and it's like a little like mason jar that's been painted all black, and it's got like a scary face on it, you know? So apparently 2 nights ago, I lit my candles, and I neglected to blow that one out. I did not realize it.
Uh-oh.
And I say this...
you can't burn your house down, though.
Well,
it just burns down and goes out.
Right, but still, you don't want open flame in your... Like, I talked to a lot of firefighters. I realize this is a bad idea.
You do more than talk.
So so last night, as I was going to light all my candles again...
In fact, seems to me there wasn't much talking.
I was going to say, there's so much friction at your house. I'm surprised your bed hasn't started on fire.
All right. So last night, I'm going to light the candles.
That and the carpet between your bedroom and the back door.
Your knees haven't started on fire.
Anyway, so last night, you're going to light the candle.
So when you're thinking of hot candle wax all over your flesh, you're thinking that you do want to be in a situation with a firefighter, for example. But no, it was just me. I pulled the candle off the mantle to light it, and the like inch and a half of hot wax that had been burning for the last 24 hours proceeded to get all over my chest, down my shirt,
really?
All over my hardwood floor. Yeah. And it was
warm. It was like made a wax figure of yourself.
It was like,
she couldn't move. She was like,
here's a wax mold. Here's a wax mold of Emily's chest.
It's like the Tin Man out in the rain.
We could auction that off.
I did take a picture, but then I was like, I can't post this. It's a picture of me in a wet T-shirt, essentially. So, but
do you still have it on your phone?
I do. Yes. So that's my idiot story.
The struggle is real.
What do you got, Jeremy?
First world problems. So I finally received my ballot in the mail yesterday for the old presidential election. So I'm like, oh, this is ripe for a selfie. Got my ballot. So I got props together. I grabbed a bottle of Jack Daniels in one hand, and I had my ballot in the other. And I kind of did a selfie like, oh, time to vote. Like, oh, here we go. But before I posted it, I just happened to be on one of the news sites. And apparently it's illegal in Colorado to post a selfie with your ballot.
Oh.
Yeah. And you can be prosecuted. Apparently it's a misdemeanor offense.
Let me ask you this. Meaning the ballot after it's already been filled out?
There's the caveat. I think if you post just in the envelope, nothing filled out, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But if it does show who you voted for...
That's against the law?
The law states that no voter shall show his/her ballot after it's prepared for voting to any person in any such way to reveal its contents.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So you can walk out... Say you go to a place to vote. You can walk out and stand up on a soapbox and announce to the world who you voted for,
yes.
but you cannot show a picture of the actual ballot.
I guess so. It's
why is that?
Some sort of it's easy for potential voter fraud.
Is this
or
like the thing where they
votes?
Used to not allow bars to be open on election day? Is it one of those kind of things?
I
like
do not know.
Back in the 1910s?
Yeah, but they used to, for those kind of reasons that they all had all sorts of weird rules around election day.
I can't tell you how many of my friends are probably going to get a hard time for this.
Seriously, I've seen a lot of this
so
on
many.
The Facebook.
And with people having filled out their
yeah,
ballots.
Yeah, I voted. They're
like,
holding it up.
It's yeah. one thing. Yeah, you can show like the envelope, the outside, and you know, and your little sticker, I voted. But no, you cannot.
Can't show your ballot.
Huh. Yeah, the little, which dot you filled in.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
So knock it off.
Take them down quick.
You're I don't think I understand
slapped.
The reason behind the law. Maybe I'll have to do some research on that.
It could be one of those antiquated ones where it is left over in the Colorado Constitution
sure.
from, you know, the 1800s or whatever. But
this story says the whole purpose of the law is to guard against potential voter fraud and buying votes. The idea could be as simple as a bar offering free drinks if you voted for a certain candidate and someone taking in a photo of their ballot
right.
to cash it in.
Oh, I see. In other words, it's like it's to keep people from not taking the process seriously.
Right.
Or too
come
seriously.
Come on. I mean, we live in a time of selfies.
But wait, hold on. Free drinks? Where?
So, all right.
Does it
so
say?
You did not post your
I
photo.
I did not post my photo.
Have you already filled your ballot
just
out?
Just in case. Yeah, I filled it out.
Oh, you did? Because I got mine a few days ago, but I haven't filled it out yet.
I filled it
Maybe
out.
Maybe that'll be my weekend.
I shook my head the whole time I was filling it out.
Right.
Right.
What am I
what
doing?
Do
did you,
what
did
am
you
I
vote
doing?
To retain all the judges?
No, I voted to get them out. I don't know those people. Let's get some fresh ones in there.
Just vote them out.
I just want to shake things up.
I remember a few years ago, we had something on the show about that where there was this movement by some people. They said, whether you know anything about the judges or not, the movement is to vote every one of them out.
That's what I've always heard.
And
yeah.
start over again. And I thought, well, can you imagine being that judge or the family of that judge? And you're like, hey, what did we
good.
Do?
I've been doing a good job.
Yeah. Jerk.
I wear the little robe. I got the little hammer.
I'm all about justice.
It's like, what if the judge could turn around and go and vote you out of a job? So.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.